Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Transforming Loneliness, comes from the audio program Emotional Freedom Practices by Judith Orloff. Here's what Randy Rourke, a producer at Sounds True, has to say about this week's producer's pick.
One of the problems that just about everyone faces at one time or another is loneliness. Paradoxically, it's often in those moments of intense loneliness that we feel least capable of reaching out to others. Or it's as if we've forgotten how. In Emotional Freedom Practices, Judith Orloff teaches us how to transform difficult emotions, including loneliness, into more positive ones. In this selection, Judith teaches us some useful suggestions for how we can find meaningful connections with others, as well as in perhaps our most difficult relationship of all, the one with ourselves. Could our loneliness mean that we are actually lonely for ourselves?
You can download the entire program, Emotional Freedom Practices, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, Transforming Loneliness, with Judith Orloff.
Now let's go on to talk about how to transform the psychology of loneliness with connection. Now, as a psychiatrist, it's really interesting to me that one truth that all common therapeutic modalities agree on, despite any of their rivalries, is the healing power of meaningful connections. The sense that you're seen, heard, and appreciated is fundamental to mental health. Such rapport between us, the part of me that connects with the part of you, and vice versa, allays all loneliness, whether it lasts for a moment or a lifetime. It's something to nurture and revel in and seek out, that connection. Connection is one of the most important things in my life. It is something that I strive for. It's a huge priority in my life that I reach out and feel that authenticity of connection. Nothing pretend, nothing made up, but that authenticity of intuitive connection, the zapping back and forth of heart to heart, of love to love, of seeing another one of your kind and recognizing that the love is there. That is the sense of connection. I'd like you to experience the next emotional freedom practice to replace defeating styles of coping with loneliness with more freeing ones. This transformation is accomplished by building nurturing links of many kinds, including with yourself. Here is the practice: attract nurturing connections and achieve cures for loneliness. Number one, connect with yourself by taking time for solitude. Solving loneliness involves connecting to yourself as well as others. That's why it's so vital to find your own rhythm of being involved with others and also solitude. But overcoming loneliness means learning how to be with the self and learning how to spend time with the self. Sometimes when I have too much activity in my life, and I'm too busy, I'm lonesome for myself, that I long to just go home and just be by myself so I can feel myself. And so it's very important, if you want to cure loneliness, is to learn who you are inside by taking quiet time, silent time, to see who you are very sensitively, very acutely, noticing what you feel inside, who you are, what's important to you, and in feeling that energy, and by taking a restorative break so you can just tell yourself, I am with someone wonderful, I am with myself. Whether you're walking in a forest or meditating, keep sensing your own beauty. Keep sensing your own power, your own magnificence. It can be terrifying, ironically, to sense your magnificence, but it's within you. This is the precious gift that you've been given, this inner self, this place that you can tune into when you're in stillness. When you're alone, when all the stimulation of the world recedes, you can feel who you are inside, that beautiful, fantastic self. This is your inner self, and you are the most excellent company. If you regularly tune in to who you are from the inside and focus on your heart and focus on spirit, you will realize you are never alone. And when you realize that, loneliness begins to lift. In addition, another cure for loneliness is practice reaching out. It's a balance between going inward and then reaching out in the outer world. And the way to reach out is to see similarities with people rather than finding their differences. It's so easy to go to a party or to go to a gathering and just find somebody's differences, to see how this person differs from you, but that isn't going to help you connect. Instead, even if the person looks like you can't relate to them at all, do an experiment and just see what you can find in terms of the commonalities, what you can find to relate to. A key to connecting is to focus on what you have in common with others, not on what you don't. So this emotional freedom practice involves connecting to yourself, taking time for solitude, but also balancing that with practicing reaching out and looking for similarities, not differences. Practicing these psychologically emotional freedom strategies is a way out of the lonely mind. No matter what your head says, no matter how hard the emotion is, there is always relief. And the art of this transformation is to keep balancing your need for connection with others and your connection to be alone with yourself. That's the beauty of transforming loneliness with connection. Here is a final meditation on freedom. Experience the comfort of connection and really let this in. Take a few minutes to lovingly focus on something or someone you feel connected to. Perhaps it is your mate, your child, a parent, a close friend, or it could be a cherished pet, a tree, a poem, or a song. Whatever your choice, close your eyes and relish the comforting security of your bond. Let yourself blend together as one, being understood and understanding. Adore this link. Take it in. Let yourself embrace and experience this. With your heart open, see how freeing this connection feels.